Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson and Mama.
That's right. Our special guest today is Mama, because it's a weekend and we finally get to have her on the show. And Thompson's very, very excited to talk with Mama. Thompson, what would you like to talk? Oh, good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Bonjour, ma bouche, ni hao, kia hal hai, konnichiwa.
Namaste, kia hal hai,
marhaba, tada leha, buongiorno, strazvici.
Strazvici and privyet.
Privyet, da, пожалуйста, хорошо. So, Thompson, our special guest for today is Mama. Say hello, Mama.
Hello.
So, Thompson, what would you like to ask Mama on? What would you like to conduct your interview?
What's your favorite animal?
Ooh, my favorite animal. I think jaguar.
Jaguar! Oh, that's my favorite animal.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The jaguars, actually, my favorites are tigers, lions, jaguars, hyenas, and cheetahs.
Wow.
So you like the big cats, but you also like the enemy of the big cats, the hyena.
Yeah, the hyena.
Okay.
Hey, so, speaking of scary things, how about we talk about that scare grove we went to yesterday?
We went to Scare Grove yesterday, all you listeners out there.
And what did we do?
Well, we got on the rides, we did some of the games.
What rides did we do?
Yeah, what rides and what games?
Well, I don't know what rides or which games.
Do you remember yesterday at all?
No.
I guess a ghost got your brain, huh?
He has no short-term memory.
Well, we did some kind of Ferris wheel with the closed-in carts that rock back and forth. That was our first ride, right?
Yeah, our very first ride.
And then what was the one we did next?
I don't know.
Well, we did those. Well, you did the strawberries, right? Those strawberries that spin right around?
Yeah. Oh, actually, the strawberries? Oh, that was the berry-go-round.
Yeah, that's right. And you didn't want me to ride with you. So who did you ride with?
Some of the three 9-year-old girls and one 5-year-old girl like me.
Ah, were they nice?
Oh, the first two 9-year-old girls and the 5-year-old girl, oh, they just got crazy. The other 9-year-old girl, when she looked at me, she was like this. Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's not really ever going to not happen when you're dealing with the girls there, Thompson. It's always going to be a mixed reaction.
Hey, what about the glass funhouse? What did you think? Oh,
not glass funhouse, just glass house.
What did you think of that?
I really smashed my face right there in the moment.
You did? You smashed your... You walked into a mirror?
Yeah, I walked into the glass.
You and every other house cat and bird in the world.
And all the guys working there were like, put your hands in front of you! Put your hands in front of you!
Were you okay?
Yeah. I got really smacked with a nose. Tap.
Were you embarrassed? You're confused?
Yeah, I was confused which one was the glass and which one wasn't the glass.
Yeah. Well, it's transparent, and transparent is as close to invisible as you can get.
And then we played some carnival games, too. There was that one that was a water gun. You remember that one?
Yeah, I really squirted, and every single car was number six.
It's true, that was kind of weird. All the cars were number six, but they had numbers up at the top. But I noticed as I was standing there watching you play that the same car was winning over and over again. So, I think it was rigged.
All carnival games are rigged. Everyone should know that. Carnies are completely dishonest. It is always a rigged game. It's more dishonest. It is almost more dishonest than the United States stock market. Which is just about the most crooked thing that has ever been invented on the history of the earth.
I remember that, like, car game where I first was number six, then number 14, mm-hmm. The bottom.
Yeah. Was that the water one or the one where you roll the balls?
The one where you roll the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a good one.
Actually, that is pool balls.
Pool balls? You were playing billiards?
Mm. I wasn't playing pool.
So, today is game 4 of the World Series. The Giants are down 2-1. It was a heartbreaker. We lost by 1 run last night. Are we all watching the game today?
You bet. Just not sure where and when, but we all have new t-shirts. Thank you, Dana Galloway, for the awesome t-shirt you got for Thompson.
And Mama and Daddy.
So, go Giants. I think Bochy's going to put in Bumgarner to try and get the series tied up. Sort of our desperate measures are going into effect. If we can, now we have to go back to Kansas City to win it all, no matter what, which is not comfortable, but we've really got to get this win. And we got to get the next one, too. And one more after that, because you need 4 to win. So, go Giants!
Go Giants!
Go Giants!
All right, everybody all together. Go, Giants! And that's all our...
Now everyone sing the same song all at once. Let's go Giants! Yes, let's go!
Let's go Giants! Let's go! Let's go Giants! Let's go!